Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you once again this morning. And today I want us to continue with what we have been sharing concerning the Spirit of God, learning to acknowledge the ministry of the Spirit in your life. You see, we must learn to acknowledge the ministry of the Spirit in your life. You see, you have to know about His ministry. It's so important. And when you get to know about it, acknowledge Him. And the more you acknowledge His ministry, the more He works in you. Hallelujah. So today, I want us to look at some few things in the Bible concerning the fact that the Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's a counselor. He comes to your life to counsel you, to give you the right counsel. You see, he's not a passive counselor, but an active counselor. He counsels you concerning the future and concerning what steps to take today in order to have a bright future, in order to go where God has called you to go. Now, if you read in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus was talking. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you." The Holy Spirit was dwelling with them in the presence of Jesus. That's why Jesus said that, "I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." You see, the word "another" means allos, another of the same kind. You see, so Jesus was their comforter, he was their counselor. He was the one who was counseling the disciples and helping them live the life that God has called them to live. But he was going to leave. So he told them that, "Listen, I'm going to give you another comforter. I'm going to pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." Hallelujah. Jesus was full of wisdom and full of the Spirit of counsel. You know, when you read in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says that, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And it says, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." You see, if you read in your Bible, you see that there's wonderful, then there's a comma, then there's a counselor. But then the next thing is the Mighty God, and then the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You see, all the others are compound names. You see, so Wonderful is not supposed to be separated from Counselor. It's supposed to be together. It's actually Wonderful Counselor. He's a Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You see, this scripture lets you know that Jesus Christ is God Most High. Okay, he says he calls him the Wonderful Counselor. So Jesus was the Wonderful Counselor in their life, and he was helping them. Hallelujah. You know, why was he the Wonderful Counselor? If you go to chapter 11, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, he says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." You know, he's talking about Jesus. Okay, he was prophesying about Jesus. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of understanding and the Spirit of counsel." Have you seen the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord? So Jesus had a Spirit of counsel upon his life, and therefore he was the extraordinary strategist or the Wonderful Counselor for the disciples. Even before the disciples came, the Word of God had that counsel, that Spirit of counsel was there. You see, and the Holy Spirit is that Spirit of counsel whom you have received into your life. He counsels you. He shows you what to do. An active counselor. Sometimes there are certain things you don't see in the Bible. You don't see in the pages of the Bible. You don't know whether it is right to do them or not. For instance, you don't see in the Bible that you should not smoke or you should not do certain things. But the Holy Spirit lets you know. He's the one to counsel you, to let you know exactly what you are supposed to do with yourself, what is right and what is not right. He's the only one who can tell us what we should do with our lives and where we should go with our lives. Hallelujah. Now, if you read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see a very serious effect of the Spirit of counsel in people's lives. You see, the children of Israel were being ruled by a king called Jehoshaphat. And three different nations came against Israel: Mount Seir, Moab, and then Ammon. The Bible says there were thousands upon thousands. Actually, there were millions. Millions of them. So many of them came against Israel at the same time. And Jehoshaphat was so afraid, he didn't know what to do with himself. So he decided that they are going to fast and pray to hear from God. And as we're fasting and praying, the Spirit of God came upon one of them. Okay, so let's read that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 14. The Bible says, "Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Methaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation." You see, the Spirit of God came upon him and gave them counsel. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude." The Bible says they were a great multitude. A great multitude had come against them. Then he says, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the book, before the wilderness of Jeruel. He showed them where they even were. That's the spirit of counsel at work. Then he says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face. You know, ultimately they listened to what God has said, and they set forth, because that's what God had told them, to set forth people who would sing. That is in verse 20. He says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy and endureth forever. That was what they were doing. Instead of going with their swords and shields, they were going with musicians. Musicians were put on the front line and were singing to the praise of God. And as they did so, the Solar Council gave them solutions. He showed them what to do. He counseled them. That same spirit that came upon Jehaziel for him to say the things he said is the same spirit upon your life today. Same Holy Spirit that you have received. And that same Holy Spirit is there to help you, to counsel you, to show you what to do, to show you where to go with your life. He wants to lead you into prosperity and lead you into success on every side. Believe in his ministry in your life to counsel you, and acknowledge that ministry and see him working in your life in a way that beats all imagination. I love you very much. I'll say again until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.